Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Stand erect and raise your heads because your redemption is at hand. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its destination is at hand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. Let those within the city escape from it, and let those in the countryside not enter the city, for these days are the time of punishment when all the scriptures are fulfilled. Woe to pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for a terrible calamity will come upon the earth, and a wrathful judgment upon these people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken as captives to all the Gentiles, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and the star, and on each nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in the anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because redemption is at hand." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus is saying, is telling the people to prepare for the war. In fact, Jerusalem was captured by the Roman and was destroyed. And today, we have to pray ourselves, because the time will come. We have to prepare ourselves. How? Just live well every present moment. Live well the will of God at every present moment. That's the only thing to prepare the coming of the Lord. Let's ask Jesus to give us these lights, this strength, to prepare ourselves for His coming. Do well everything as if the last time we're doing these things. Meeting people as if the last time, with so much joy, so much strength to approach every moment. God, give us sufficient grace to fulfill every present moment. Not the moment of the past, neither for the future. Jesus is looking after us. Let us entrust into His care, just telling Him, "Jesus, we trust in You." He knows us. He knows our weakness. Just make resolution. And right now, try to live our best at every present moment. Jesus, we trust in You.